The Memphis Brooks Museum of Art celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. WKNO's Culture Desk looks at some of its essential works spanning 10 decades. This week, curator Stanton Thomas offers visitors a chair. Just don't take a seat.
And here's why. This chair was designed by the great architect Frank Lloyd Wright. You can't help but be struck by its sculptural simplicity and stark beauty. Only a few simple moldings enliven the surface, but that spare ornamentation really allows you to see the rich grain of the dark-stained oak. From the side, its tall, slender back looks like an early skyscraper. It's remarkable that a side chair, made for a dining room, can have such monumentality to it. Frank Lloyd Wright designed the chair for a house he built in Peoria, Illinois in 1903 for Mr. and Mrs. Francis W. Little. Little was an attorney and the owner of a local utility company, and was a friend of Wright. He also had deep pockets, which one needed to hire the famous architect. Wright is arguably the United States' most brilliant architect, but even early on, he had a reputation for going over budget on projects. The reason was in the details. This chair, for example, would have matched the home's interior architecture. Its tall lines would have contrasted the horizontality of the table and woodwork. Wright's early furniture is uncompromisingly angular, and this chair is no exception. The back is tall, the seat is square and stiff. More architecture than furniture. It's beautiful to look at, but let's face it, awful to sit in. Here's what even Wright said about his chairs. I have been black and blue in some spot, somewhere, almost all my life from too intimate contacts with my own furniture. I'm Stanton Thomas, curator of European and decorative art at the Brooks Museum.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see today's featured work of art.